Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Tim Ellis, in for Dan Bross. The State Department of Public Safety has identified the two Alaska State Troopers who were part of last weekend's fatal officer-involved shooting near Fairbanks. A department news release posted Tuesday says Trooper Brian Hibbs shot and killed the suspect, who had fired at him and wounded another trooper as the officers were serving search and arrest warrants at the suspect's residence on the city's north side early Saturday morning. The news release identified the wounded officer as Trooper Derek Cottle. He's a former airport police officer who's been with the State Department of Public Safety for 7 months. Hibbs had served with the department for 8 years. Both Cottle and Hibbs were assigned to the Fairbanks Trooper post. The investigation continues into the shooting of 48-year-old Sean Wilson. He was charged with felony forgery and theft, and a warrant issued in March set bail at $100,000. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly appointed a new member last night to fill the seat vacated by Angela Major, who resigned to enroll in a leadership program at the Naval War College in Rhode Island. Assembly members chose Jeff Wildridge to fill seat E. Wildridge is a retired defense attorney who's served on the North Star Youth Court Board and as volunteer manager with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. He says he wanted to serve on the assembly because he's concerned about the impact of the state's ongoing budget problems on the borough.
This effort is in substantial part driven by the problems we're having with state funding at this point and the effect that that's having on the borough.
Each of the applicants was asked how they might spur economic growth in the borough, and Wildridge also emphasized the importance of maintaining its quality of life.
I know that there's an inclination at this point to view financial concerns as the main driving force in decision making, and I reject that. In terms of the growth of this community and its economy, I think that the growth of the quality of life in this community, or the maintenance of the quality of life in this community, is a major goal.
Wildridge will hold the seat until the fall municipal elections, and because Major's term wouldn't have been up till October 2020, seat E will be up for a one-year term. The assembly will repeat this process later this summer to fill the seat being vacated by Andrew Gray, who announced his resignation last week. Gray says he's leaving Fairbanks late next month to take a job at the University of Oregon. The University of Alaska Board of Regents will get together today in a special meeting on the UAF campus to consider their next move on crafting next year's budget for the state's university system. A news release from the board says if Governor Mike Dunleavy has signed the budget worked out by the legislature by today's meeting, the Regents will get to work on funding the university for the 2020 fiscal year. Or if the governor hasn't signed a budget, the news release says the Regents will instead schedule another meeting after the governor is signed off on the document. The Regents' special meeting begins at 9 this morning in the Butrovich building on the West Ridge. The size of this year's permanent fund dividend looms over every other issue facing the state government. Governor Mike Dunleavy made PFDs the only subject of the special legislative session beginning July 8th in Wasilla. Some legislators are hopeful that a new 8-person working group will lay the foundation for resolving the issue, at least for this year. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the group hopes to accomplish.
Legislators have been arguing over how much Alaskans should receive in their annual dividend since the price of oil dropped more than 4 years ago. Group co-chair Representative Jennifer Johnston says when it comes to PFDs, many lawmakers have entrenched positions, but the Anchorage Republican is hopeful the working group can offer a fresh perspective.
It's been an emotional debate. And sometimes emotional debates are good, but sometimes they end up with parties maybe yelling at each other and nobody listening. So if we can have set an environment where we are not all just talking to each other, but we are actively listening, I think that we have a chance of coming up with some policies.
The government hasn't followed the dividend formula set in a 1982 state law the last 3 years. Former Governor Bill Walker and lawmakers have said they wanted to maintain state services and keep money in the permanent fund's earnings reserve. Working group members say they want the committee's work to help end the annual fights over dividends. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wohl says it's time to bring the dividend formula in line with a PFD amount that will have political support and pay for government.
We've broken that law several times over the last few years, and I think myself, and I can't speak for anyone else, but I think it's time we resolve that impasse and not only come up with a number or a formula that's we can afford, but one that we can follow.
A challenge for the state is a separate law enacted last year that limits the total amount drawn from permanent fund earnings to roughly 5% of the fund's overall value. That law pressured the legislature to cut dividends by more than $1,000 last year. Dunleavy then won after running on a platform of restoring full PFDs. Palmer Republican Senator Shelley Hughes is a working group member who also has supported full dividends, which would be roughly $3,000 this year. She says any change the legislature makes must be supported by the public.
I believe that a sleeping giant has been awakened, actually, primarily because we've had such difficulty solving this. And I just want the people of Alaska to know I don't take this task lightly. And I also believe it is of vital importance that the people of Alaska listen to what will be presented at this table and to the conversation, and that they come along on this journey with us and work with us.
Other working group members have emphasized the future growth of the permanent fund. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman is among them.
My personal concern is that we look to the future of Alaska like the participants at this table did 40 years ago when they set up the permanent fund, and we preserve the integrity and the viability of the future funds for Alaskans that aren't even born yet.
Stedman says he doesn't want the working group to reach a conclusion and then fudge the analysis to make it fit the result. He's concerned that the 5% permanent fund draw passed last year will prevent the fund from growing in the future.
It's too high. And that's a policy call. If the current generation wants to take all of the future growth to itself, that's a call. We can do that. Some of us would like to leave more for our descendants.
The group aims to make recommendations on how permanent fund earnings should be used, including what should happen with dividends, by July 2nd. The working group will meet again on Wednesday. They plan to discuss the history of both the permanent fund and dividends. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
For KUAC News, I'm Tim Ellis.